Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 154 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for August 1st is, in the course of your daily activities, do you live according to who you believe you should be, or do you live according to the way you assume other people want you to live? Discuss how it feels if you find yourself living according to the desires of other people. Discuss how it feels when you are real and genuine. How can you be more authentic today and ignore what other people are trying to force you to be? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of living by principles. On episode number 152, we reviewed the importance of the relationship between the inside and outside fundamentals, the mindset and action fundamentals of each pair of our fundamentals of success, and today's challenge highlights how that process can definitely work. If you take the time to do any type of reflection on your life, I guarantee you will be able to find a time where you got that uneasy feeling in your stomach because you just didn't feel right about what you did. And more than likely, at least one of these times where you failed to live by your principles was a result of the desire to please other people. And when this happens, we often need to refer back to our integrity, so we know where we need to make a change in our actions and our behavior. Maybe it was going to a certain college because that's what you thought your parents wanted you to do or where your friends were going. Maybe it was taking a certain job because you felt the job put you into the mold that other people had created for you. Maybe it's a common teaching or coaching practice that you follow, even though you don't really believe it is the most beneficial thing for students. This can be one of the hardest things to do in our lives. It's what Brené Brown calls braving the wilderness, fighting the resistance we feel from specific people or from society in general to live as the people we really are. And here are three things I'd like you to think about when you get that uneasy feeling in your stomach or that crawly feeling on your skin that you are not being true to who you are and the principles of your integrity. Number one is ask, who says? When we are looking at norms and expectations, we need to figure out who is saying we should or shouldn't do certain things. So often we just make assumptions without ever realizing where the force to do these things is coming from. Sometimes they are coming from nowhere and we are simply making an assumption about the origin. Sometimes the expectation is coming from someone with a lack of character and integrity. The first part of deciding whether or not we need to break free from external expectations is to determine who is actually setting these expectations. The second thing is to ask why. What is the reason behind the expectations? Maybe those reasons are old and outdated. Maybe new information has come out to find a better way. This is questioning the old, "this is the way we have always done things" approach. This doesn't mean we should disregard every old approach, but we need to have an understanding of why we are conforming to those expectations. And the third thing to think about is the consequences of conforming to other people's expectations and the desires of other people are often far more negative than stepping outside those expectations to live as our true and authentic selves. Our mind may trick us into thinking it's easier in the short term to stay in our lane and not stand out, but that feeling of betraying who we really are can only be taken away through the action of actually living by our principles. So how about you? Do you act according to who you believe you should be, or do you live according to the way you assume other people want you to live? How does it feel when you live according to the desires of other people versus being real and genuine? How can you be more authentic today and ignore what other people are trying to force you to be? You would think this would be pretty self-explanatory, right? The whole idea of writing your own story is to live to your full potential and be the best version of yourself. So it makes perfect sense that in order to do that, you have to be real and genuine. But like we said, this is one of the hardest things to do. The resistance that comes with trying to please other people is tremendous, but it can be defeated. And our challenge today comes from one of our outside action fundamentals, because that's the only way to defeat the resistance, to intentionally make the choice to live by our principles. And every time we do, it is like building muscle. It makes us stronger and more capable of doing it in the future. And building the muscles of our integrity through small daily choices is what increases our leadership as educators, and it helps us increase our impact on young people by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.